Raven, picture it. You're flying down the highway, right?
Hmm.
And all of a sudden you hear, whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's a terrible feeling.
And you look in your rearview mirror, and sure enough, there's that cop right on your tail. You put on your blinker. You pull over to the right. He knocks on your door. What's the excuse that you give to the police officer on why you were speeding?
Well, I can't remember him knocking on the door before. I typically roll it down before he gets there, and I turn the lights on and all that stuff. I mean, as soon as I get pulled over, I want to be as courteous as possible. But then, I don't know. You know, no matter how many times you've been through it, you have that contemplation right before he gets there. Am I going to tell the truth or am I going to lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, human beings, for the most part, I would say 90% of us are probably going to lie. Usually the bathroom one is a good one. Not feeling well. Sorry, I was distracted by this. But if you say the word distracted, that's like, give me a ticket for distracted driving.
Okay, top three excuses when they get pulled over.
Okay.
Number three, everyone else was going the same speed.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh.
They don't like that one. It's like teachers. If everybody else was jumping off a bridge, would you?
The truth of the matter is that a lot of times this is true for me because I kind of just go with the flow of traffic.
Sure.
So like you're going with the flow and you don't realize the flow is about 84 miles per hour.
Yeah, but you got nailed. You're the one that got nailed.
Second one, there's a medical emergency. I don't feel right. I feel like when you say things like that, you're jinxing yourself.
I can't agree with you more, right? If you say your mom or somebody is sick, guess what? Next week when mom drops, it's your fault.
100% your fault.
That's right.
You got to live with that for the rest of your life.
Would have been better to just pay the ticket.
Right. Number one excuse that people give when they get pulled over for speeding, I didn't know I was speeding.
That's a good one, too. I was thinking for a minute, you're not paying attention. You're just going with the flow of traffic, but you're not saying, look, he was doing it. Why are you bothering me? You're saying it in a different way.
One in four people, 26% of the time, if you say that, the cop lets you go.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem like surprising, right?
I'm thinking that when we say it, cops don't believe us.
Well, I never say an excuse. For the most part, what I do is I just immediately begin apologizing and cry. So I'm sorry. I didn't know.
How can you say I'm sorry and then I didn't know in the same sentence? Like, if you're sorry, you clearly know.
How many times have I gotten pulled over and not gotten a ticket? Zero. Every single time I've gotten a ticket. So whatever I'm doing, just don't do that.
You think that they find the obnoxious crier more?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it on purpose. It's ridiculous.